starting again. And beginning by establishing broad awareness, knowing the sitting posture. Just feeling the feelings underneath the body, touching the mat, the cushion, the chair, or feeling the pressure. And just aware of those feelings. And then including the legs, the knees, the shins, the thighs, just aware of the feelings on the skin. And then including the lower abdomen, the lower back. And then the stomach area. And the middle part of the back. And then including the chest and the upper part of the back. Just knowing the feelings on the skin. And then including the hands. Feeling the hand resting on the other hand or on your lap. Including the lower arms, the upper arms, the shoulders. And just knowing the sitting posture in the present moment. Including the neck, the face, ears, and head. And just aware of the whole body in the sitting meditation posture. Bringing the awareness to the breathing, establishing the mindful awareness on the natural physical feeling of the in-breath and the out-breath. Coming at the nose, through the chest, into the abdomen. And out from the abdomen, the chest, and the nose. And we use the word Buddha to help keep the mind in the moment. The Buddha, the awakened one, alert, mindful. Breathing in, aware of the feelings, a gentle mental recitation, Bhut. And breathing out, aware of the feelings, abdomen, chest, nose. And gently reciting, Do. Breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Simply aware of the natural breath, aware of the physical feelings, one in breath and one out breath. Still aware of the breath. Moving to the heart area and just noticing any feelings, emotions. And bringing an attitude of acceptance into the very center of the heart. Still aware of the in-breath, still aware of the out-breath. Just relaxing in the very center of experience. However it is, however it has been in there, just allowing it to be as it is. Offering a quality of acceptance. And then also relaxing into that attitude of kind acceptance. Breathing in, allowing this body and mind to be exactly as it is now. And breathing out and dropping anything that isn't loving kindness. Still aware of the in and out breath. Those of us who are still not liberated from various forms of greed, hatred, and delusion, have this experience of various hindrances arising in the mind, cravings, desires, irritation, aversion, confusion, reactivity. This is a large part of the experience of conscious beings. And for the sake of this meditation, we just acknowledge that this is painful. Sometimes we can recognize hindrances and let them go, abide in peace. Sometimes we can avoid a reaction. But there are many times when hindrances do oppress the mind. And there are times when difficult experiences outside impinge on the body and mind. But not becoming depressed about this, just in a manner opening the heart to the experience of being a human being. And just acknowledging that there is quite a bit of pain. And so without judging this, or rejecting it, just opening the heart, truthfully acknowledging . And now I want to encourage you to respond to the fact of suffering with tender kindness in the very center of the heart, opening this capacity to be kind, to be friendly, to be tender, to be gentle, and just responding to the experience of dukkha, various types of frustration, dissatisfaction, and just responding to this with unconditional love. Breathing in, we can make the wish, may I be well. And breathing out, make the wish, may I be happy. And in this meditation, we don't need to fix anything, change anything. All we're doing really is opening the heart and making this a very kind wish, but it's important that we do it sincerely. Sincerely opening the heart with an attitude of care. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may I be happy. And as you make these wishes, simple wishes, the warmth of metta, loving kindness, arises in the heart area. And as this warmth arises, we just hold it, hold the warmth in that center of experience, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. We all have a remarkable capacity to cultivate this quality. We have habits of contraction. And it's important to understand that these limitations are a mental fabrication. The fact is, we all have an extraordinary capacity to open the heart for this quality of metta. And so feeling confident both about one's ability, but also about the value of this divine emotion, a divine emotion that becomes a pure form of love and a type of samadhi, an utterly wholesome way to gladden and brighten the mind. And so as we breathe in, wishing, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Allowing the warmth of loving kindness to fill the whole chest area. Pervading the entire area. Suffusing, radiating in all directions from the center of the heart, filling the entire chest area. May I be well, may I be happy. Most people hope to be kind in their relationships, friendships. It's important to understand that if we truly wish to relate to others with loving kindness, then we need to have this quality in our own hearts, established, offered to oneself. When we radiate thoughts of loving kindness to all beings, it's fundamental to understand that you are one of all beings. And the loving kindness that you radiate must flow from the very center of your heart, your mind. And so without any sense of withholding, a sense of truly opening that capacity, that potential, and offering it within this body and mind. And breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And allowing this warmth to fill the entire body, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And just feeling this warmth radiating from the heart area, relaxing any tension, dissolving any stress, as we breathe in, may I be well, this warmth, this love is generated at the heart, it's a limitless quality, an enormous resource. And opening up this resource, breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy, allowing the warmth of loving kindness to fill the entire body and the space immediately around the body. The warmth of metta radiating from your heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. coming back to the breath now, just checking to see the quality of clarity, presence, awareness. You're still with the breath, nose, chest, abdomen, foot, abdomen, chest, nose, toes. We come back to the awareness of breathing from time to time. We regenerate our quality of clarity. Present moment, awareness. Breathing in, put. Breathing out, do. The Lord Buddha had boundless loving kindness and boundless compassion. So putto, as well as meaning clarity, wakefulness, awareness, mindfulness, also means compassion, metta. Breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Knowing the natural in-breath, knowing the natural out-breath. You might notice that it's easier to be in the present moment and with the awareness of breathing when an attitude of metta, loving-kindness, has been established. Knowing one in-breath, knowing one out-breath. I'd like you to bring to mind now the perception of a friend, or a relative, or a teacher, someone for whom it is easy to feel kind regard for. And now we will offer this loving kindness to this one other person as well as ourselves. Ideally, this person is someone that brings up feelings of kindness and friendliness. Thinking that just as we acknowledged the experience of having a mind still affected by various types of hindrances, obstructions, painful experience, and just acknowledging that this person also has some pain in their life. As you breathe in, once again making the wish, may I be well, generating the warmth of love and kindness in the heart, But now as you breathe out, you make the wish, may this person be well. You can say their name if it helps. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may this other dear person, may they be happy. You don't try to send the mind to wherever they are. You keep the mind present. You just bring the perception of that person to you. You can visualize them in front of you. That's helpful. Imagine them smiling, breathing in, radiating loving kindness inwardly. May I be well. Breathing out, may this dear person be well. Radiating the warmth of loving kindness. And breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may this person also be happy. May they have the things they need in life to grow, to thrive. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may this person be well, be happy. May I have the support that I need to take care of my life. And may this other person have every support to take care of their life and to grow. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may this other person be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may this other person be truly happy. once again coming to the awareness of in and out breathing, knowing the feelings, nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose, coming back to Buddho. Aware, awake, kind. Breathing in, put, breathing out, do. Aware of one in-breath, aware of one out-breath, the natural breath. Now I'd like to ask you to bring to mind the perception of someone that you feel somewhat indifferent towards, a neutral person. It might be someone that you pass in hallways or see on the street. Someone that you know but you're not especially close to. And as we train in loving kindness, we include neutral people, not just those that we love, have affection for. We train ourselves to offer an attitude of kindness and friendliness to more and more neutral beings, understanding that as we develop loving kindness, it's a tremendous support to our own development of insight and concentration. It helps us purify our virtue. It makes virtue powerful. It's also very pleasant, a pleasant abiding in the mind, a sublime abiding. So we wholeheartedly train in including more beings in this attitude. Breathing in, offering kindness in response to the experience of your life, may I be well, may I be truly well, may I be happy. Breathing out, offering this attitude of metta, goodwill, kindness, tenderness to this neutral person. Breathing in, offering loving kindness, radiating loving kindness inwardly, and suffusing the body and mind. And breathing out, may this person be well, radiating loving kindness to this other person, this neutral person. and being sincere, wholeheartedly radiating, generating loving kindness inwardly and outwardly, confident of one's abilities, and confident of the tremendous value of metta, breathing in, may I be well, breathing out, may this other person be well. And breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may this neutral person also be truly happy. Imagine this person smiling, having received some kindness, tenderness, nourishing care. And then coming back to the awareness of the breath. Breathing in, Bud, breathing out, Do. Aware of the natural feelings of the breath, with this attitude of care and interest, knowing all of the feelings, nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose, put, do. I'd like to ask you now to bring to mind the perception of someone that ordinarily you might find it difficult to have loving kindness towards. Perhaps not the most difficult one at first, but just somebody who's a little challenging. It's important to understand that one of the things that oppresses our own minds is our aversion, our irritation, our anger. And so if we can cultivate loving kindness even for people that we experience as being challenging, difficult, then we will suffer less. And once again, just as we ourselves are still affected by various types of suffering due to the power of ignorance and delusion, not really seeing things according to the truth all the time. The mind forgets the mind reacts, the mind gets lost. And then just understanding that this difficult person is under the sway of ignorance and delusion, and that that ignorance and delusion is actually a very painful experience for that person. And then opening the heart with compassion to the truth of suffering. And breathing in, making the wish, may I be well. And breathing out, may this difficult person also be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And may this other person, fellow human being, be truly well, be truly happy. And breathing in, generating, radiating the warmth of loving kindness. It suffuses the heart area, chest area, the entire body. Warmth of loving kindness. And breathing out, may this difficult person be well, be happy, and radiating the warmth of loving kindness to this person. And you can imagine them with less oppressive mind states, see them with less ignorance, less delusion, and subsequently happier. And breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may this difficult person be well, be happy. Breathing in, we can make the wish, may I meet with all of the supports that I need to grow, to develop, to train the mind, to let go of negativity, delusion. Breathing in, may I be well. And breathing out, may this person be well. May they also meet with influences that will help them to grow. May they be well, may they be happy. Just for a few more moments, truly radiating warmth of loving kindness to this person. May they be well, may they be happy. and then returning just to the perception of oneself. It's important to hold the loving kindness for oneself at this moment. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And just holding the tender heart of loving kindness in the very center. And holding it with great care. We know that we can react to the perception of this person, so being very mindful, holding the heart of loving kindness, which accepts things, allows things as they are, without contending. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. And then coming back to the breath, clarifying that quality that knows all of the feelings with the in and out breathing, stabilizing the awareness, the clarity, the knowing, the mindfulness, nose, chest, abdomen, abdomen, chest, nose. Aware of the in-breath, aware of the out-breath. Knowing one in-breath at a time, knowing one out-breath at a time, just as it is, the natural breath. Breathing in, Bud. Breathing out, Do. Loving kindness meditation generates a great deal of good karma, and Lord Buddha says that it has a very protective quality in our lives. Even that devas or angels protect those who sincerely cultivate loving kindness. It's always a skillful practice to share or dedicate the merit, the spiritual practice. And so you can bring to mind someone who may need some good energy, an uplift. It could be a friend or a relative. It could be deceased friends or relatives. It's also very skillful to dedicate the merit to all sentient beings everywhere. May they be well, may they be happy. as we come back to this meditation training again and again, we can alternate the different people in these different categories and choose a different person who is in the easier category and a different person in the neutral category, a different person in the difficult category. And we train in opening the heart of loving kindness and increasing our capacity, dissolving the contractions, the restrictions, expanding confidently this beautiful potential, this very supportive type of meditation, type of samadhi. And as you develop, come to radiate loving kindness, you can radiate it to groups of people who it's easier to have kind regard for, and then groups of neutral people, and several of the difficult people. And as we do this, the capacity for the heart to respond to more and more beings with this simple attitude of acceptance, non-contention, goodwill, kindness, patience, forgiveness, and these qualities grow. And as they grow, we produce good karma that will support us in the future. And we also suffer less aversion, less reaction. So as we cultivate metta, offering this blessing, this gift to ourselves and to others, may I be well, and may all beings be well. May I be happy, may all beings be happy. May I be liberated from greed, hatred and delusion. May I be completely free of every type of suffering. This is the potential of beings. And so may all beings be free of greed, hatred and delusion. May their minds be liberated. May they realize their true potential.